Good afternoon, everybody. So last week I got a text from a cousin of mine who lives in Eretz Yisrael, lives in Rehovot, and he asked me if I had ever heard of a Pidyon Almana. I checked all my Jewish life cycle books and I had never come across the concept of a Pidyon Almana. So he said that apparently it's a thing that some people do in Eretz Yisrael. So I Googled it, and Google had never heard of a Pidyon Almana either. But he got the words wrong. It's Tikkun Almana. Google, I still hadn't heard of that, but Google had heard of that. So what is a Tikkun Almana? What's the story over here? Apparently the concept is that there's some sort of ritual that's performed before an Almana gets remarried that makes it okay for the new husband to marry this Almana. So we know what the din is. The din is that the only person that's not allowed to marry an Almana is a Kohen Gadol. Everybody else is allowed to marry an Almana, and there's no Tikkun you could do to make a Kohen Gadol be able to marry an Almana. So certainly on the level of Halacha, there doesn't seem to be anything here. However, the Gemara in the 10th parak of Pesachim, Daf Kufi Beis Amud Aleph, tells us at the bottom of the Amud that Rabbi Akiva had five bits of advice for Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and one of them was Lo Sevashel B'Kedei Shabishel B'Chavercha, that you shouldn't cook in the same pot that your friend cooked in, which is a euphemism to explain that you shouldn't marry a Grusha B'Chaye Baila, that if a woman had gotten divorced, so you shouldn't remarry that woman if her husband is still alive, because she may still be thinking of her first husband. And then the Gemara says, Viva, you say ma'afilu almana l'fishen kol etzvah shavos, that maybe an almana as well, because she may not enjoy tashmish with the second husband as much as she did with the first husband, and that could cause her to resent the new husband. Now this is clearly not a halacha, but it was advice given specifically to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai by Rabbi Akiva, and it seems to be completely based on psychology or shalom bias or something like that, not in any sort of mystical connection. But then in the 13th century the Zohar was revealed, and the Zohar says in Parshas Mishpatim that one who marries an almana is in sakana for the first 12 months, in mortal danger. And the concept is that there's an assumption that a man leaves his ruach in the woman when he has tashmish with her, and the new husband's ruach is repelled by the first husband's ruach, and therefore it's considered to be a danger by the Zohar. The Zohar makes no mention of any tikkun or any way to fix it or any, just that there is this this concept. So the Chida has a tshuva in Chaim Sha'al Chelik Bey Simin Yotes, where somebody asked the Chida, how could it be that people are nizhar not to marry an almana if the Allah is clear that it's mutter? So the Chida responds rather sharply, Lo michach ma sha'alta al zeh, that you are not asking a wise question. V'yishmu'u aznecha ma shepicha medaber, why don't you listen to what you are saying, says the Chida. You're speaking out of two sides of your mouth at the same time. You're saying, how could it be that the people are nizhar in this when the halacha says that it's mutter? What does nizhar have to do with halacha? Halacha is what you're not allowed to do. People are nizhar. This is beyond halacha, that people have this extra zihirus, the Chida says. And he says that that's why the Gemara Pesachim tells us Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He didn't tell the whole world. He told Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that there's an extra zihirus that maybe he should just have. And then the Chida tells a rather harrowing story. He says that there was a young man who had just married a thrice widowed woman, which is a shaila in the first place, how he was allowed to marry her. But the woman was married to her first husband, was a young man who had died young. The second husband was an old man who died, and the third husband was a rabbi. And it sounds like the beginning of a bad joke or something. So the new husband had a dream that that he had a meeting with all three of the previous husbands, and the old man said nothing in the meeting. The rabbi was mochel him, and the first young husband was yelling at him and berating him, how could you take my wife? So when he woke up, he was all shaken up, and he went to the chida, and he asked for the chida to do something to put this the first husband in chayrim, so that he's not going to be tovea him to a din up in Shemayim. So the Chida says, look, I can't even control what people do down here. I'm certainly not going to control what people do up in Shemayim. This is not something that we can do anything about. Many people have married almanos. It's no problem. Go ahead, enjoy your life. It's fine. And then 2 weeks later, the guy died. So the Chida says that he was very shaken up by this. And he says, so you see that there's such a concept of a zihirus. He says that there are certain things that are mutter min adin, and even though Dracha Dachinom, the Torah normally would try to give us things that are safe and good, but there are certain things that are mutter min adin, but still involve some level of sakana. He discusses a particular type of fish that has scales and is therefore kosher, but is also poisonous and will kill you. And if you know how to remove the poison, then it's a very delicious fish. If you don't know how to remove the poison, it's still delicious, but it will kill you. So that's not it's not against Darchinom. So he said it could be that people have extraordinary zechuyos, and people with extraordinary zechuyos can marry an almana, and they don't have to worry about this sakana. But I'm not getting involved, says the chida. He says, Hareis aladas, ta nizar lisa almana, time of nimuko imo, velo sagi kishavri yud beis chodesh. He says, someone who wants to be careful not to marry an almana, I don't blame him. After what I experienced, I don't blame him. And he leaves no room for any sort of tikkun, anything that could be done. And then, however, it's quoted in later Svarim, Rav Chaim Zalman Margolios, others quote that the great Mekubal Rav Shaul Masharabi, the Rashash, composed a tikkun almana, and he felt that this was an important thing to do, not only because otherwise the almana is not going to get remarried, but also based on Kabbalistic sources that the neshama of the first husband can't get to the place that it's supposed to go up in Shemayim unless the almana gets remarried, assuming she's of an age where it's royal lekach and it's the right thing that she's supposed to be doing. So in the Sefer Tamei Amin Hagim, he says that they once did a tikkun almana with Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld in Yerushalayim, 10 other Tamidei Chachamim, and after which Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld was Masari Kiddushin, and he told the Chassan that he heard from the Ksav Sofer in the name of the Chassam Sofer that on the wedding day the new husband should learn Mishnayis L'Zeichon Nishmas, the first husband, and he should say a Kaddish Drabban L'Zeichon Nishmas, so for the first husband. And this apparently was a thing that people sometimes do in Yerushalayim. So why have you never heard of it? Because there are many reasons why most poskim say this is absolutely unnecessary. First of all, the Marsham in Chelik Beis and Kuf Mem Aleph writes that there's a Masorah from Agona Kadosh Mishinava that as long as you wait a year, you don't have Bia B'Layla Rishona, then it's fine. You don't have, even on the Kabbalistic level, nothing to worry about. Rav Sternbach has a tshuva in Tshuvas Van Hagos Chelik Dalid, Simin Reish Ayin Tes, where he says it's also only needed if the first husband was a big tzaddik and the second husband was an Amar Etz Gomor, because then the neshama gets all upset, like, come on, that's who you're going to be with after. So the Rosh Hashanah says nowadays we have no such thing as a big tzaddik and we have no such thing as an Amar Etz Gomor, so you don't have to worry about any of this. Then Rosh Hashanah says that it also only applies to Zivug Rishon, but Zivug Sheni it doesn't apply. What do you mean Zivug Sheni doesn't apply? It means that if it's the neshama's second go around on this earth, it's a Gilgul neshama, which by now we're all Gilgul neshamas anyway. So you don't have to worry about any of this. It's only on the first go around where it was a concern. But most importantly, no one ever did it. Meaning this was something that for many, many years was not done by anybody, and everybody married almana. So it didn't seem to be something that we're particularly concerned about. In Orchus Rabbeinu in Chelek Hay, page Lamed Gimel, they say that they asked the stipler about a tikkun almana, and his response was, Adam Ragil Lo Tzarech La'asoseh. Regular people don't need to do this. If you're a big makubal, and you're Shalmi makubal or something, that's maybe a different story. So he was told about the Chassam Sofer idea of saying Kaddish and learning Mishnayos on the day of the Chuppah for the previous husband, and the stipler said, maybe a little earlier in the day, not right before the Chuppah. Maybe you should do it a little early in the day. It's a very nice thing to do. You can't lose by learning Mishnayos. Okay. Kleisenberger Rebbe has a tshuva in Divrei Yatziv, Eben Ezer, Simen Yud Gimel, and he says pretty forcefully, he says, Hine Yadati Mach Erki Ushval Matzavi Sheini Baki B'Shum Davar Pashut V'Nigel. He says, I know I don't know anything, and I know that I can't have any asaga in Dvarim Anistarim. And, but, Achtoru Hu Vilomar Anitzarech. He says, Asher Me'odi V'Adachshav Lo Nira V'Lo Nishma B'Shum B'Komos B'Poland V'Ungarin U'Chadoma Mi'yasa Atikin Almanayi. He said, in all of Poland, in all of Hungary, we never heard of anyone doing such a thing, such a Tikkun Almana. V'Almanas Nisu L'Revavos V'Ein Peretz V'Ein Yotzis Chas V'Shalom Lo Michalomos V'Lo Minizakim D'Shchichi. And tens of thousands of almanos got remarried, and we never heard of such problems. And Rabbanim Tzadikim B'chol Dover Dor were Masadik Kiddushin for almanos. And they were even trying to be Mechapei Seterim for Katlanis, let alone for Stama regular almana. And he says, yeah, I'm aware of the Tshuva of the Chida, that must have been just only for his time, and it doesn't apply anymore. And he says, it's just a bad idea to even bring up this topic. He says, this is the kind of thing, Bris Krusalis Fasayim, you don't talk about these things, because Mandelo Kapit, Lo Kaptina, if you're not makbid about it, nothing's going to happen. Rav Sternbach, in his tshuva about it, has the whole tshuva is along those lines. Don't worry about it. It's nothing. Forget about it. And then in the last paragraph, he says, the second last paragraph, he says, But it's like a davar sheyesh lamatirin, so it's easy enough to solve. So you might as well send to a makubal, send a check to a makubal in Yerushalayim who could take care of it for you. You know, send and there is a whole procedure that's on the books that they have of what to do. The Kleisenberger Rebbe says, I don't want to talk too much about it. He says for reasons that should be evident, and he doesn't say what those reasons are. It's clear he was dealing right after World War II. There were so many right after the Holocaust. There were so many almanos. So you're going to say there's some sort of danger. How insensitive that is to all these Nebuchadnezzar almanos, what we have today in Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately. So that's what he was so nervous about bringing up the topic. And a person should be aware that not every Kabbalistic practice that's done by holy tzaddikim in Yerushalayim necessarily makes sense for every context and for every community.
I gotta run. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. And now, during our Black Friday sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing. Limited time. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.